This week on Public Address Science, can thorium reactors solve the world's energy problems? The International Energy Agency predicts that over the next decade, world energy demand will increase by more than 50%. At the same time, there are calls to cut atmospheric carbon emissions by reducing consumption of the fossil fuels that actually produce most of our energy. Put these two things together, and you've got the makings of the worst energy crisis in human history. For some people, the answer to this problem is obvious: nuclear energy. In simplistic terms, nuclear power stations are fueled by fissile material which typically contains uranium-235. If you have a big enough pile of this fissile material, or what's called a critical mass, it spontaneously starts a nuclear chain reaction. This produces a huge amount of heat, which can be used to power a steam turbine, and ultimately to produce electricity. The trick, of course, is to maintain enough nuclear reaction to produce the heat you need, but not so much that you turn the whole thing into a bomb. Now, despite what some environmentalists would say, most nuclear power station designs can actually control the nuclear reaction very safely. But here's where the problems start. Unfortunately, this degree of safety costs. For example, the New Zealand Electricity Commission estimates that nuclear energy in this country would cost at least twice as much per kilowatt hour as electricity from our abundant renewable resources. Then there's the fact that conventional nuclear reactors produce plutonium-239 as a byproduct, the key ingredient in nuclear weapons. If nuclear reactors become more widespread around the world, then so does the possibility of nuclear weaponry. And finally, here's the real kicker: nuclear waste. The waste from conventional reactors is so hazardous that it has to be contained for more than 100,000 years. That's nearly 20 times as long as recorded human history. As you can imagine, it's quite a technical challenge, particularly in a country as geologically active as New Zealand. A lot of these problems simply come down to using uranium as a fuel. It's just a really horrible substance. If only you could fuel a nuclear power station with something safer. Which brings us to thorium. Of all the mysterious-sounding elements on the periodic table, thorium is the one I'd choose if I were looking for an impressive-sounding spaceship fuel to use in a science fiction novel. Its very name is evocative of power. To my ear, it sounds like a few kilograms of thorium would contain enough energy to run an entire city. As it happens, that's exactly right. Dr. Reza Hashimi Nejad is a nuclear physicist at the University of Sydney and part of an international research team working to develop thorium reactors. I asked him why, as a raw material, thorium is so much nicer than uranium.
The advantages of the thorium compared to the uranium is that it is more abundant, about a factor of 3, and as a result it is cheaper. Thorium by itself is not fissile. It will not produce, you cannot make a critical mass out of natural thorium. Much safer for transportation than uranium.
Okay, so from what you're saying, one of the advantages of thorium as a fuel, in terms of safety, is that unlike uranium, it can't spontaneously begin a nuclear chain reaction. But in that case, how do you actually get the energy out of it?
Well, in the reactor system that we are talking about, it's called accelerator-driven systems. And in these reactors, you have a high-power photon accelerator, which this protons in interaction with the very heavy targets such as lead produce a lot of neutrons. And these neutrons start the reactor. And then the starting happens by converting the thorium to uranium-233, which is the lighter lighter atom of the uranium.
Okay, so that's actually an inherently safe system, because as soon as your proton gun stops firing, then your nuclear reaction stops, and you're back to a pile of inert thorium again. So a runaway nuclear reaction is actually impossible.
That's correct, because this thorium reactor acts as in subcritical condition. Once your proton accelerator is not working, your reactor will not work. Automatically, it will shut down. And in a subcritical nuclear reactor, possibility of accidents or incidents such as Chernobyl is absolutely zero.
Okay. So the biggest problem in a conventional uranium reactor is the waste. What's the story with the waste from a thorium reactor?
The ordinary reactor waste, as we know, must be stored for hundreds of thousands of years to reach the safe level. In the case of these accelerator-driven systems, the nuclear waste required, storage time requires only about 500 years. And also, most of the waste that produced by these thorium reactors and also with the other nuclear reactors can be incinerated inside these thorium reactors. That means you mix them with the fuel and it burns. And then you produce energy as well as destroying the waste. Second advantage is that it does not produce in the reactor when it's burned plutonium, which can be diverted to the weapon production.
So the thorium reactor solves, or at least significantly reduces, almost all the problems of conventional uranium reactors. But what happens in the event of a disaster? Say someone deliberately blows up a thorium reactor with a bomb.
Well, any nuclear reactor, if it is that sort of event happens, it's dangerous. It doesn't make much difference if the thorium reactor or the uranium reactor. That is because it's a large amount of radioactivity exists inside the reactor, and it is environmentally can be both of them dangerous if it is spread around that violently. But these days, regardless of the thorium reactor or other reactor, these are designed for very large amount of all those safety issues. For example, they are calculated for 8.5 Richter scale earthquake or aeroplane impact, etc. All these things are calculated. Those things are just physical protection and can be made as safe as possible.
So what stage is thorium reactor technology in terms of commercialization?
The most obvious system that will come into the operation will be the European one, which the prototype accelerator-driven system will start working in Belgium in 2014. Commercial will start sometime after that.
So in the context of Australia, and I suppose a lot of similar countries, do you see thorium reactors as a substitute for renewable energy development or an addition to renewable energy development?
Well, renewable energy, if we were able to harness the solar energy to full capacity and we find a way that it can provide us the base load energy, etc., there is no point, it is not morally correct, nor scientifically, nor economically, to go any other way than solar. But that's not the case at the moment. And it will not be the case for a long time to come. Therefore, renewable energies must be used as much as possible, but base load must be provided, that's my opinion, from nuclear energy at the moment.
So while thorium reactors are not entirely perfect, they are still a very significant improvement over conventional uranium reactors in terms of cost, risk of meltdown, nuclear proliferation, and the production of dangerous waste. This makes it almost certain that thorium will emerge from the pages of science fiction novels and play an important role in meeting the world's future energy needs.